All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Tuesday, August 21st, public meeting in the Board of Garrett County Commissioners. I want to welcome everybody, thank you for coming. If everyone would please stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance, and then pass the rector of allegiance in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have blessed us with, and Lord, as we come into this place to meet with the county commissioners and the things that will be taking place, the things that would be said, that we would listen with open ears and eyes and hearts. And Lord, I just ask that you give each one the wisdom that they need to make their presentations, and that each one would listen, and that you would give the commissioners the wisdom to know what is best for our county. All of this I ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Noel, are there any additions, deletions, corrections to public meeting agenda?
No, sir, there's not.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the public meeting agenda?
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Agenda approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, concerns to the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Second. Minutes approved by mutual consent. All right, first item on the action item on the agenda is the Garrett County Department of Planning and Land Management, GIS Division, for a chain, road name resolution. JB, what do you got for us?
Does the top you have three entries?
I have College Heights Court, Stratford Court, and Medallion Drive.
Excellent. That's the roster. The first two are additions to the road name roster. From new subdivisions, College Heights Court and Stratford Court, and the second one is a deletion from the roster. The owner is actually the only existing address on the road after Upper Medallion Drive was created, so he has asked to be deleted from the roster. He also suspects that that'll make 911 response actually better, because they still go down the road even though it's gated to the recent history here, so it makes sense to me, and I'm for it. So.
All right. And the other two, the residents there, everybody's good with the road names?
Yeah, that's all, like, all new subdivision, just planned development.
Question? All right. Resolution number RN18-3. To approve College Heights Court, Stratford Court, and delete Medallion Drive. Do we have a motion to adopt?
Move to adopt.
You have a second?
Second.
Motion second, question of motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir. All right, the next item on the agenda is Garrett County Department of Public Works Utilities Division. Jeff, resolution 2018-6, intent to reimburse expenditures by the Garrett County Sanitary District. Is that Pat?
Peter.
Pat, Jeff.
I'm all there.
Don't everybody jump away.
Afternoon, gentlemen. This is a resolution basically required by the IRS that we lay out projects and then the fees associated with those that we're looking at going forward, and this is basically, it enables us to pay for fees for these projects preliminarily before we get a loan signed off on.
And this approval is required by the IRS?
This is required by the IRS.
And this is not in any way, shape, or form manipulating any current tax?
No obligation that anything on there be done. These are just projects that we foresee and enables us to keep looking at them.
So it's not for a specific project, it's for whatever work you may have?
Well, there should be a list of specific projects attached.
Yeah, there's a list.
Nothing new on that list.
Nothing new on that list that we haven't discussed before.
Any other questions, Pat, or Jeff, or anyone else?
Thank you.
All right, hearing none, resolution 2018-6, comply with applicable provisions of the IRS code 1986 as amended, section 1.150-2 of the income tax regulations, in order to reimburse such expenditures with the proceeds of tax exempt debt. The Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County declare the official intent of the issuer to make such reimbursement of expenditures. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
A motion, I have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. All right, cruising right along. Next item on the agenda, Garrett County Purchasing Department, Brian Bowers, bid number 18-0802, McHenry Business Park sign.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. One bid award for your consideration today. That is for constructing a new two-sided McHenry Business Park sign at the entrance to the park. We did accept bids on August 2nd, received a total of two responses. I shared the bid tab with you previously. The recommendation after conferring with Economic Development is to award the bid to Western Maryland Signs. Total bid price of $18,394.46. It's approximately 60 days to complete from notice of award for them to construct it. There has been a budget amendment already completed in Munis to request Economic Development to cover the cost. The costs are covered.
Questions for Brian?
I can't remember the design of this sign. Does it have like panels on it for?
It does. I had.
It should be in your packet.
Yeah, I provided a rendering.
That's good enough. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was the original sketch that we actually bid off of. There was a couple of the pages, but this was the visual aid of what it's going to look like.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve bid number 18-0802, the McHenry Business Park sign to Western Maryland Sign Services for $18,394.46.
Motion to approve.
Motion, a second?
Second.
Question on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, next item on the agenda, we have a public hearing for Garrett County Community Action for the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development Block Grant Review and Comment for Program Homeless Initiative. And I think that's Greg and Cindy. Before we do that, I need a motion to close the public meeting and open the public hearing.
Motion to close the public meeting and open the public hearing.
All right. The public meeting is now closed, and we are now in the public hearing. And Greg, and take it away. Or Cindy.
Cindy, I'll let Cindy in.
Yeah.
Or Jeff, or Pat, or whoever.
Cindy, I'm going to provide some general information. The Maryland Community Development Block Grant Program reflects the state's economic and community development priorities, providing funding to, number one, benefit persons and households of low and moderate income, or aid in the prevention of or elimination of slums or blight, and meet other community development needs of an urgent nature or that are immediate threats to the community health and welfare. Today's public hearing is to obtain the views of citizens and to offer citizens the opportunity to hear and review plans for applications which Garrett County proposes to submit to the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development for funding through the Community Development Block Grant Program Homeless Initiatives. Citizens will have the opportunity to discuss proposed projects and to provide input on other needs to be considered. The projects proposed for submission to the CBG program requesting funding include transitional housing. Applications are due to the Department of Housing and Community Development on Friday, September 7th, 2 p.m. Application drafts will be available for review Monday, August 27th through Friday, August 31st from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at 203 South 4th Street here in the courthouse, room 208D. The state of Maryland's allocation for federal funds for this homeless initiative is estimated to be $2 million. Eligible activities include construction and renovation of shelters, acquisition, construction, or renovation of houses to provide transitional or permanent housing options, and operating costs if there is a new and quantifiable increase in the level of services. And so I'm very pleased that Greg Crawford from Garrett County Community Action Committee is here regarding a proposed transitional housing project, and we appreciate Community Action's efforts to improve the quality of life of our residents and helping them to achieve their goals for a secure future in collaboration with other partners. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for those kind words, and thank you, Commissioners. And Dwayne had another obligation this afternoon. He can't be here, so I'll have to turn his place. And, feel free, anyone, to ask questions, interrupt me at any time. But last year, this money was available from the state. We looked at this grant, but we didn't feel that we had the capacity and weren't in the right place to pursue a grant, so we didn't. The concept and the idea of homelessness really started to emerge out of our opioid town hall planning meetings. It was a recurring theme. And so we pulled together kind of a subgroup to explore the idea of what we could do. Initially, a lot of conversation regarded women and the needs of women, but we didn't want to infringe upon the Dove Center. We didn't want to create dual capacity. That's a population that they serve very well. There is no capacity to serve homeless men in Garrett County. And we would like to use this money, for which there is no match required. We would like to use it to start a transitional home for up to four residents. It would be staffed 24/7, 365 by Community Action staff. It's a new initiative, and the hope is to get it's a property that we own and that we can easily convert to this use. After about 6 months, we can start to operationalize it and really fully operationalize it in the second year. It's a two-year performance grant, so it will disappear after 2 years, and you have to sustain it after that point. And so we are thinking about sustainability, and at that point, forming a 501c3 and spinoff as its own entity, which would offer some funding opportunities as well. And there may be some other entities that would like to pick it up and run with it at that point as well. So preliminarily, we've looked at some numbers, and they've come down since we looked at them last week. But we're looking at a figure of about $423,000. And that's about to cover the 24-month period. And that's largely staff and the basic requirements of food, operational aspects. Transportation, a lot of times we found in our discussions that when men exit the prison, they're going right back into the same circumstances from which they came. There's about a 75% recidivism rate in the county jail and county detention center. So we see this as an interventional opportunity where we can start to intervene, we can provide counseling, we can ensure that they get to their appointments, we can ensure that they can enroll in educational opportunities, job skill opportunities, we can provide them with transportation. In rural county, transportation is often a barrier, so we can mitigate that too. That's it, in basic nutshell. I'll have the full application, like Cindy said. It'll be ready for review next Monday and all next week, and then we'll package it up and get it to DHCD by September 7th.
Any questions?
Just real quick, a little bit. Will the plan for this include integration or some kind of cooperative relationship with the health department and other people that are involved in these kind of?
Yes, in our conversations, the health department, Bob Stevens is here, DSS, Emily Bauer's been an integral part of our conversations. Tom Dabney's been a part of our conversations, the Dove Center, every group that we can think to pull in, the Lighthouse as well. So we're trying to pull everybody in and cooperate. And really, because we want to do is bundle the services. We can't provide all the services. We don't have that capacity. So we're very aspirational driven with the people we work with, and we like to meet their needs, and we work in that direction. So we try to pull in as many services as we can and many different organizations.
Do you have an idea of how many would go through this program in that 2-year period?
We would have bedroom capacity for 4 individuals. We're thinking that individuals may reside in the home from anywhere from 3 months to 12 months. So you're looking at maybe impacting a dozen people over a 15-month period if they cycle through. It really depends upon where they are and what their needs are for those individuals.
Any questions from the public? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to just register a statement of support. Our church is involved quite often with homeless men, and sometimes we have to transport people as far away as Washington County in order to get shelter. And so having something locally would be a very, very good asset for the community. So wholeheartedly support.
Well, thank you. And I neglected to say the Mountaintop Ministerial and faith organizations too have been involved in our conversations, and they've got ideas of how they could help as well. So we're taking all ideas.
Anyone else? All right. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it very much.
All right, I need a motion to close the public hearing and reopen the public meeting.
So moved.
All right, motion made. We have now closed the public hearing and reopened the public meeting, and we're now at a time for a public comment and question. Before we do that, I do have an announcement to make. I do want to announce the Board of Commissioners of Garrett County recently approved 3 new school resource officers, otherwise known as SROs, for the Garrett County Sheriff's Department. This is in to keep in compliance with Senate Bill 1265, known as the Maryland Safe to Learn Act of 2018, which obviously was a result of the school shooting in St. Mary's County. We currently have 3 SROs in our buildings right now. This will authorize the Sheriff's Department to hire 3 more. Which was requested by Sheriff Corley and approved, I guess, or agreed to by Superintendent Schools. The first of those, actually, it does take time to train these individuals and everything else, although the first individual, I think the plan is to have them in place relatively quickly because it is someone that's already been through law enforcement and through the training. The other 2 looks like it could be a year out until we get them trained and in. But another move on behalf of us in conjunction with the Sheriff's Department and the public schools to do our part to try to keep our kids safe. So I did want to make that announcement before we take any other questions. And are there any questions or comments at this time? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you all for coming. Our next meeting, Tuesday, September 4th at the courthouse at 4 o'clock.